Okay, today is Daf Chaf Tes. We're on Chaf Ches Amid Beis, second to bottom line. So before we resume, let's just read the Mishnah on Chaf Ches Amid Aleph for one second. The Mishnah said, Chametz Shal Nachri, the Chametz of a guy, She'aver Alav HaPesach, that he owned it before Pesach, he owns it now after Pesach, that's Mutter Bahana. That's Mutter Bahana. V'shal Yisrael Aser Bahana. But if it's the Jews, it's Aser Bahana. Shenemar, Lo Yoro Lecha Sa'ar. With the three-way Machlokes, which we spent the whole Amid Beis yesterday, exactly defining what they hold. Now that we know what they hold, now the Gemara says, well, Mani, Masnisa. Who is the author of that Mishnah? Who is the author? Why? There are three choices, and none of the choices are going to match. Why? Rabbi Yehuda, if it's Rabbi Yehuda, Chametz Stamach Amar. He said all Chametz. Afilu Nachri. Even the Chametz of a guy, what's the difference? The Rabbi Shimon, and if it's Rabbi Shimon, the Yisrael Nami Mishra Kashari. He even mattered the Chametz of a Jew. As Rashi says, Bihana La'achar Zmano. Bihana La'achar Zmano. It doesn't say ba'achila, the whole discussion of what Rashi means by this. What does he mean, only hana? So he says, V'i Rabbi Yossi haglili, and if it's the third sheet of Rabbi Yossi, I feel him soak Pesach mano nami mishra kashari ba'na. He even allowed hana during Pesach. Right? Who is the author of our Mishnah? So this is machlokas, who the author is. Okay? Amar of Ada Acha Bar Yaakov, La'ol Rabbi Yehudahi. Really, it's Rabbi Yehuda. As Rashi says, La'ol Rabbi Yehudahi, va'af alga, denafkalei mikroi, delachar zmano, asr kra. Even though we got a pasuk that seems to say what he says, this ardi, Yisrael ka'amar, avol nachri shari. That's only a Jew, not a goy. Because the Havmin would be that all chametz in the world. After Pesach, you start from scratch.
How would you dispose of it?
No, you don't have to dispose of it. But you have to start from. You have to start from scratch. You can't go to the supermarket and buy bread from the goyish.
It seems a little funny, but I'm only that.
It just goes to show you how much the Torah doesn't want chametz around. So much so, after Pesach, you start over.
Obliterate all chametz.
You don't have to obliterate all chametz. You don't have to obliterate yours. But when Pesach is over, you have to start over. You can't go walk into Target and buy stuff. I don't own Targets. Guys, can't do that. That's so far-fetched. So really, it's Rabbi Yehuda. Like Yossi said, the Rabbi Yehuda agrees that guys is okay. Why? The Yalif sa'ar da'achila mi sa'ar da'ri'iya. He learns out eating and possession, seeing. Ma sa'ar da'ri'iya. Just like when it comes to seeing. Shalacha I ataroa, avala taroa shalachem v'shal gavoa. Just when it comes on Pesach, are you allowed to go to Target on Pesach and look at the chametz? Yes. Af sa'ar da'achila, so too when it comes to eating. Shalacha I ataroa, avala taroa shalachem. What? I'm sorry. You're allowed to eat others. You're allowed to eat a goy. You're allowed to walk to Target on Matzah Pesach and buy food there. You could do that. Rashi said, the Gavoa, the interesting one, the Chametz of the Beit HaMikdash, how did they even have that? Tosfos sort of addresses that. What does that mean? The Chametz of a Gavoa after Pesach. So it sat there in the Beit HaMikdash for 7 days? What does that mean? How does that work? What does that mean? An open field that belonged to the Beit HaMikdash. I mean, it's. That's not Gavoa. Gavoa means Beit HaMikdash.
Yeah. Somebody said, okay, I have more stuff left. I'll keep it.
Right. And then what?
Because it's not his. Doesn't have to have it.
Right. Right. And what does that do with it? They let it sit there for the whole Pesach?
It wasn't brewed.
It was in someone's backyard.
Yeah, my backyard.
Okay, it's good. All right, so look at Rashi. Look at the next Rashi. Rashi says, V'yola sa'or da'achila, chlomar, chametz digabi lo yochal, the chametz of lo yochal, mi sa'or de ri'iyah, is learned out from ri'iyah. Umutter chemso. Listen to this, Rashi. Umutter chemso shal nachri af ba'achila. You can eat the chametz of a goy afilu bepesach min haTorah. Yeah. Says Rashi, really, you could do that. You're allowed to eat. Really, I mean, not, we don't hold like this, but you're allowed. So Tosfos says, how's that even possible? Look at Tosfos. Pirush Rashi, mutter ba'achila. Right? If I could walk to Target and stare at the chametz, then why can't I eat it? Says Rashi, you could eat it. Says Tosfos, how are you going to eat it? The kasha. D'efshar im lo yihi shalom b'shas achila. How are you going to eat it where it's not yours? You're going to walk into Target, you're going to see a sandwich. What are you going to do? Let's assume it's kosher. What are you going to do? Eat it? How do you eat it and it's not yours? D'im nasan lo hanachwi. If he gives it to you, harei shalo. Then it's yours. Navim gozal minachwi. He stole it? You walked in, you couldn't type it, you stole the sandwich from Target? You looked at the Costco and you stole something out of there? Hari chayi b'achriyuso. You're responsible for that. V'lo gora mi'chamet shechayi b'achriyuso havi kishalo. It's like any chamet that you're responsible for, it's considered yours. Right? V'od, also, d'lekaman, the amar, v'ozdu d'letamayhu, d'pligi b'chamet b'gufe. So why don't we just say the arguing on chamet itself? Why do I have to come on to a case of chametz achar Pesach? If you're allowed to eat the chametz of a goy on Pesach, that's a much bigger chiddush. So Tosfos gives two answers.
We did that. You go to someone's house. We have a discussion.
Yeah.
Someone gives you some shared food with you. Is that yours or is it food that you give
them? I hear. So when you're going to go to the goy for a meal, yeah. He's going to serve you food. To have.
Whose food is it? Is
that
yours or
so Tosfos assumes it's yours.
Correct.
I understand. That's for other reasons. That doesn't. The truth is, we're going to get to that. So Tosfos said, "V'nira l'riva, d'ha d'ka'amar filu tok zmano mutter." So when it says it's mutter, hainu b'hana. It's only in hana. I'm eating. V'ha d'ka'amar abel ata ochel shel acherim. But it says ochel. I love dafka. It meant hana. No, there's no way you could possibly eat chametz on Pesach, even if it doesn't belong to you. Because at the end of the day, when you're eating it, somehow it's yours. Two, inami achar zmano ka'amar. No, he meant after Pesach. Of course he can't. Unihi umihu. Oh, inami achar zmano ka'amar. We're only talking about after Pesach. On Pesach, there's no half a meal you can eat someone else's chametz. Then he says, umihu b'shal gvoa kasha lafarish. How are you going to explain the Beis HaMikdash? Why? B'tocha Pesach. Dimlo pedo asr bahana. Right, if you don't redeem it, it becomes asr b'hana. V'im pedo harehu shalo. And if you redeem it, it's yours. How does it belong to the Beis HaMikdash anyway? They're assuming that if somebody before Pesach donates all their chametz to the Beis HaMikdash, it becomes asr anyway, even though the Beis HaMikdash owns it. So how do you do that? How does that work, gavoa? Then Tosfos says, v'shem yeish lomer av atanena mishal gavoa shalo yehi isr chametz aval isr hektish yeish. So maybe no. You're not allowed to eat it, like a splitting the din. You're not allowed to eat it since it's hektish. Chametz you are allowed to eat. Why? It's not yours. That could be a possible answer. From the din of hektish, you're not allowed to. Why? It's not belong to you. It's hektish. You're never allowed to touch from hektish. Right? What about the fact that it's chametz? No, that we don't care about. Because it doesn't belong. Because it's not yours. It's kavoa. Okay. Now the Gemara says, Ubedin who really... Really? The Mishnah could have written, you're allowed to eat it. The ID to Tani Yisrael Asr Bahana, Tani Nami Nachri Mutter Bahana. Since the second half, since to say by a Jew it's Asr Bahana, so for parallel, it said in the Reisha that the Chametz of the Goy is Mutter Bahana. Ubedin who really? Even on Pesach it's mutter b'hana. However, I did the tani d'israel achazmano, tani nami nachri l'achazmano. So just for parallel's sake, because for a Jew his own chametz is asr b'hana, so we said the same thing by a goy. That's a very radical shita. Rava Amar, no. Rava says like this. La'olam Reb Shimon hi. really the Mishnah is Reb Shimon. What did Reb Shimon say? Reb Shimon said that the chametz achar Pesach of a Jew is mutar b'hana. So how could it be the author of our Mishnah that says asur b'hana? And what about the chametz of a goy? That's for sure mutar b'hana. You're for sure allowed to go to Costco after Pesach and buy chametz. That's below, for sure mutar. Aye, what about the chametz of a Jew? It's a knas. Reb Shimon, kinasa konis. It's a knas. What's the knas? Hoil v'over aleha b'bal yira'e u'bal yimatzei. You were over by your... How do you have chametz in your house on Pesach? How'd that happen? How'd that happen? Why is there chametz in your house? Well, I don't know the answer to that question. But I'll tell you one thing. You were over by your yimatzei. Right? How'd you have it in your house? Now you wake up after Pesach. Ooh, let's go have that sandwich. No, you can't do that. It's a knas. Minatora, minatora, it's mutter. It's just a knas. Which, by the way, I believe that's how we hold. Yeah.
If you're allowed to sell your chametz to a goy,
right,
and it's still there, why are you not buying the door and buying one? Okay, it's not yours. It's in your
possession. So what? It doesn't belong to you. It doesn't belong to you. That's no different than walking into Costco. It's no different. It doesn't belong to you. That's exactly the point. Why are you supposed to segregate it and put it? So you shouldn't come because it doesn't belong to you. But nothing changed from 2 weeks ago. It's still in your house. Nothing changed. So to make it a sort of a give it more you know, more to give it more legitimacy, separate it, put a cover with a sheet, do something, right? That's all. It doesn't belong to you. By the way, the halacha is that if the guy walks in and says, I'd like to have some of it, you can't stop him. I don't know, in the history of Klai Sol, did it ever once happen? I doubt it. That a guy walked in and said, you know what, I bought that chametz, I'd like to have some of it now. Right? By the way, they don't even buy the chametz. They only give a down payment. And then what happens is, the contract says that if I don't finish, pay the rest, then the sale is void. So after Pesach, he doesn't give the rest, and the sale becomes void. That's what happens. Right? What? It's not fishy. It's not fishy. There's nothing wrong with the sale. It's just designed to help Jews. That's the issue. There's nothing wrong with it. Right? It's a legitimate sale. But we know in advance that we're not going to go through with it. Okay. We know in advance. And what if the guy says, you know what, I'm going through with it? You have to let him. Right?
You can't charge $1 million for a bag of pancakes.
What?
You can't charge $1 million for a bag of drinks, cakes, because that's the laws of that anyone.
Because, oh no. It's very complicated. We can't go. Okay. Next. Why? But what if he wants your pancakes very badly? He'll pay top dollar for them. Bishlomo l'Rava. Now one second. Rava makes sense. Ha'ino diktoni shal Yisrael osur. Mishum shenemar lo yira. The Mishnah said that the Jews is osur because it says lo yira. El Rav Acha bar Yaakov has nothing to do with Bal Yira. Mishum lo yachal chametz b'boyale. It should say, now let's eat it. Nothing to do with Bal Yira. So the Gemara answers, no, Misa Varta Asefakai? You think that line goes on the Sefa? Nah, Resha Kai. It goes on the Resha. Vahachi Kamar. Here's how the Mishnah is supposed to read. Chametz shall nachrish aval of a Pesach. The chametz of a guy after Pesach, mutar bahana. Shinemar lo yuro lacha. You can't have chametz. Shalacha yataroa, aval ataroa shalachem vishal gavala. Vyalif sa'ar da achila, misa'ar da re'iyah. And we're learning out together. Okay, and by the way, this is consistent shitas. Why? The Itmar, we learned. Ha'ochel sa'or shal nachri sha'avar alav ha'pesach. If you ate sa'or of a goyz and Pesach passed by. What am I up to? I skipped it. 1 second. El Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Rava Amar Loke. Rava will say, you get Malkus. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Omar Eino Loke. You will not get Malkus. How does that make sense? Makes a lot of sense. Rava Omar Loke. Rava says you get Malkus. Why? Lo Yalif, Rabbi Yehuda, Sa'ar Da Achila, Misa'ar Da Re'iya. Because according to Rava, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't compare Achila to Re'iya. He doesn't compare them. Why? Because according to Rava, why? Because Isser of a Hana does not apply by a guy. The Isser Achila does. Right? And Rava didn't learn Rabbi Yehuda was the author of our Mishnah anyway. He held it was Rabbi Shimon. Right? So therefore, who says you get Malchus after Pesach? Rabbi Yehuda. However, Rav Acher bar Yaakov Amar ain't a loke. There is no Malchus. Why not? Yalef sa'ar da'achila mi sa'ar d'riya. Because he learns them out together. And just like Bal Yiroah, there's nothing that doesn't apply by a goy. Right? So too, we said before, it's even mutter to eat the chametz of a goy. According to them. Right? So therefore, if you do eat it, you're not going to get Malchus. It's not usher. By the way, v'hadar bei Rav Acher bar Yaakov me'ahi. Rav Acher bar Yaakov took it back. Okay, he took back his shita. How do you know he took it back? You're going to have like now the rest of the doctor is going to prove he took it back. Okay, here we go. Ditanya. He took back that the chametz of a goy or hektish is mutter on Pesach. Okay? He's going to take it back. You ready? For this very long proof, he takes it back. Titania. Ha'ochel chametz shel hektish b'moed mo'al. If you eat the chametz of hektish on yontif, you're over me'ila. If you're over me'ila, that means that it's worth something. Yesh omrim lo mo'al. Others say, there is no mo'al, there's no me'ila. Why? Not because it's worth something, I'm sorry. Yesh omrim lo mo'al, you're not over me'ila. What's going on here? Man yesh omrim, who are the yesh omrim? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakonahi. It's Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakonah. The Amar who said, the Tanya, Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakonah, hoya oseth yom kippurim kishabbos v'tashlumin. He held that Yom Kippur has the same din on Shabbos regarding if you damage someone's property while being over a malacha. Now, on Shabbos, on Yom Kippur, there is no skila for being over a malacha. If you turn a light on, not a light, if you write on Yom Kippur, you don't get skila. If you write on Shabbos, you do. Okay, Yom Kippur is only kares, even if there's witnesses. On Shabbos, it's skila if there's witnesses. But he held, we know, let's say I rip your shirt on Shabbos. I ripped your shirt on Shabbos. So I did two things wrong. I was over malacha, and I ripped your shirt. We have a principle called kimlei mederabimine. I only get the more severe punishment. So if I rip your shirt, I'm not going to have to pay for your shirt. Why? Because a much worse thing is going to happen to me. Bez is going to put me to death. Now on Yom Kippur, there is no death. There is no death. No bez in shal mata. There's no skila. It's only kares. Says in the Chunya ben Hakana, it doesn't make a difference. You're going to get kares, because you ripped the guy's shirt, and it's a kippur, so therefore you don't have to pay for the shirt. The guy can live till 100, that's Hashem's cheshbon. Right, it's Hashem's cheshbon. He'll deal with it, but you're putter from the shirt. Ma Shabbos mischaya b'nafsho u'putter min ha'tashlumen, af Yom Kippur mischaya b'nafsho u'putter min ha'tashlumen, so to Yom Kippur, yechaya b'isa, it's just b'isa b'day shemayim, you're putter for the shirt. Look at the Rashi. What's a Rashi? It's Yom Kippurim b'Shabbos. It's a little up where we are. Hamadlik, Gadish b'Yom Kippur. If I burn your house down on Shabbos, right, a shirt's worth $5. I burn your house down. Mitzchayev kares, and I'm chayev kares. Potter may not tashlumen. I don't have to pay you back for the house. Ki'ilu hidliko b'Shabbos. Sounds like if I did that on Shabbos. Shu mitzchayev b'nafsho misas bezin to pshitalon to potter milushalim. You don't have to pay. The Ksiv it says, v'lo yiye oson. There's no oson, right? What's an ason? Like a mishap. Onesh ye onesh. You get punished. Ha im ason? Yeah, but if there was a mishap, lo ye onesh. You don't get punished. Sha'af Yom Kippur, shemisasim b'day shemayim, even on Yom Kippur, where it's misasim b'day shemayim, shenachrasim chayav, you get kares, ubanav, and your children also, ason hu, karui. That's called an ason. Shenemar, like it says by Binyamin, v'karo ason. Some mishap's going to happen to him. Hilkach patim alashalim. Therefore, you put to the pay. What does that do with us? What does that do with the price of tea in China? So, what it has to do is, if you eat chametz that belongs to Hekdesh on Pesach, since you chayev kares for eating chametz, you don't have to pay, there's no me'ila. You don't have to pay. Right? So the Chumri Ben Akana has a bigger Kiddush. Not only Misa B'dei Adam, even Kares. That's Hashem's business. You don't have to pay now. It's Hashem's business. And by the way, even if you're not going to... Let's say there's no Edim. There's no Edim. So even by Shabbos you wouldn't have to pay. Why? Because you really chayv skila. There's no Edim. It's never going to happen. Doesn't matter. We'll get to that sugya when we get to that sugya. Anyway, same thing over here. Since he chametz on Pesach, he chayv kares. I'm busy with the guys with the base of mikdash. How much you owe me? You ate chametz, the me'ilah, you have to pay a fifth, a carbon. Forget all that. Doesn't apply. Now, 1 second. We're not up to Rabbi Yosef Amar. The other man, the Amar, who said you're chayiv in me'ilah. Why are you chayiv in me'ilah? Because he only because he didn't hold up with the Chulia Ben Akana. Chameh is only kares. It's only in Nisa B'dei Shemayim. He doesn't hold that it applies to Nisa B'dei Shemayim. Only the Chulia Ben Akana held that. Therefore, if you eat chameh of Hektish, you have to pay them. You chayiv kares. Doesn't have anything to do with paying me. Nothing to do with it. Okay? So far so good? So far so good. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Bepo Dines HaKadshim, this machlokes, what machlokes? This machlokes, whether you chayiv me'ila or not, has to do with Bepo Dines HaKadshim, la'achil and l'klavim kamifugi. They're arguing about whether you be podek kadshim to feed it to the dog. Okay? Manda Amar, Mo'al, the one who said you're over me'ila, in other words, kasavar he held, Po Dines HaKadshim, Lachil leklavim. You're allowed to be po de hektish, just for what purpose? The dog food. It's a bazillion. He held it's okay. Okay. Therefore, chametz that belongs to hektish, even though you're not allowed to eat it on Pesach, nevertheless, you could redeem it and give it to the dog. Right? Why? Because it has value. And therefore, if you do that, you're chayav me'ila. Manda Amar lo mo'al. The one who held is no me'ila. Kasavar ein podim. Right? Has no value. It's not worth anything. And therefore there's no heck, there's no redeeming. And therefore there's no issue of any bezayin. And therefore there's no me'ila. Ravacha bar Rava Tarni Leit. This is the same Ravacha bar Rava. He said, L'hashmaitza mishmeidra of Yosef b'hadlishna. He said like this. The Kula Yalma, everyone agrees, ain't podin as a clutch and lafil laklavim. No, no, you can't redeem kachim to give it to a dog. What are you redeeming the kachim for? Let's say you got tame, what are you redeeming the kachim for to give it to a dog? No. V'hachabah kamifliki, you know what's going on over here? B'davar ha-goreim l'mamon kimamon dami. If something that, I don't know how to translate this, it has no value, but it can cause value, whether that's considered mamon or not. Manda amar mo'al. The one who held you over me'ila, kasavar, dover hagorim lamamon, kimamon dami. Something that has no value, but we'll treat it as if it has value. Chametz on Pesach is a perfect example. Halachically, it has no value. Why? Asavana. Really, it does have value. Really does. You could tell it. Halachically, we treat it as no value. Halachically, it's worthless. Right? But Lamaisa, it really has value. Right? What's the raya that it really has value? After Pesach, you're allowed to eat it. Right? After Pesach, go enjoy. Since it will have value in the future, after Pesach, it's considered Davar HaGorein Lamamon Kimamon Dami. It's as if it has value right now, and therefore you're over Me'ila. Right? Make sense? Uman da amar lo mo'al, and if you hold this no me'ila, kasavar, dover hagorim lo mamon, lav kamamon dami. Doesn't have any value. Right? I made a mistake. I'm sorry. Ravacha bar Yaakov amar. Ravacha bar Yaakov says, he's the one who said that the author of our Mishnah is of Yehuda, and he took back that shita. That you're on Pesach, it's all mutter by Goyim. He took it back. How do you know he took it back? Right here. Ravacha by Yaakov Amar like this. The Kula Yalma, Davra Gar Lamamon, Kimamon Dami. Really, everyone agrees it has value. Bahaka Bahaka Miflagi. Bahaka Biplugsa Derbihud Derbishimon Kamiflagi. Why do some say that you're over Me'ila and some say you're not over Me'ila? It's the same machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Manda amar lo mo'al. If you hold there's no Me'ila, ki Rabbi Yehuda. That's like Rabbi Yehuda. What does that mean? Look at Rashi, like the third skinny line. Manda amar lo mo'al ki Rabbi Yehuda. Da amar af la'achar Pesach asar b'hana. After Pesach, it's asar b'hana. V'kol shkein b'Pesach atzmo. Certainly on Pesach. Hilchach, therefore, lav momon ikka. This is not worth anything. Dili Yisrael, lo chazi. It's never going to be worthwhile. It's not worth anything. V'lav gorim lomamon ikka. Don't tell me, well, it's going to be worth something next week. She'im yifteh, if you redeem it, lo yaneh mimenu. You can't have enough from it. Ulanachri lo mizdabin. You can't sell it to a guy. De'ein podin esakachin lachin laklavim. Because he also holds he can't redeem to do nothing with it. Nothing to do with it. Umanda amar moal ki Reb Shimon. And the owner says you're over Me'ila. That's the opinion of Reb Shimon. That what? That said the chametz after Pesach was mutter bahana. If it's mutter bahana, it will be worth something next week that I can be over Me'ila today. Okay? So far so good? Now one second. For Rav Acha bar Yaakov, who? The amar Rabbi Yehuda Yalef Sa'ar de Achila Ufit Sa'ar de Re'ia. But one second. We said that Rabbi Yehuda compared the two of them. It's Achila and Re'ia. Therefore, has value. So why on earth did the Rabbi Yaakov say you can't eat it? Why did he say that it's not going to be over Me'ila? Why? Why not? You know why? Elohad de Rabbi Yaakov, he took it back. He took that back. Okay? Good. Rabashi Amar, Rabashi Gesund, Rabashi gives another answer. The Kulei Alma, everyone hold Ein Podin. Now you're not allowed to redeem Hektish to give it to a dog. But Dav HaGom Lomomon, Lav Kamomon Dami. And though I don't care that next week it's going to be worth something. Right now it's not, it's worthless. V'hacha B'plugsa Dav Yotza Galili V'rabbanon Kamiflagi. They're arguing in a different opinion. Rav Yotza Galili said it's Mutar on Pesach. So if you hold it like that, you're over Me'ila. So it has value. Manda amar mal kribyosi. Manda amar lo mal kribanon. Okay. Now, we are going to start the most complicated Gemara. This Gemara is impossible. It's not hard. It's not hard Gemara. The concepts are quite easy. It is so complicated. You see, there's a Rav and Shmuel and six scenarios. We just have to go through it slow. It's time to go through it slow. It's not hard. It's just so complex, so confusing. Start off slow. Amar Rav. Chametz bizmano. What does bizmano mean? Bizmano means on Pesach. Chametz on Pesach. Bein bimino. Whether chametz fell... Now we're talking about a mixture. Okay? Bein bimino. Let's say chametz fell into matzah. It's considered the same minute. It's all bread. Bein bimino, bein shelo bimino, usser. It's usser. Why? It's not batel berov. Why not? We'll see that tomorrow, why not. Okay, it's just not. So, one piece of bread, it could be matzah, that's 19 minutes baked. It looks just like the other matzah. It falls into 1,000 matzahs, all 1,000 can't be eaten. On Pesach. Okay? Make sense? Not batel berov. Bein bizmano, bein bimino, bein shelo bimino, usser. Shelo bizmano, if it's shelo bizmano, bimino, usser. Shelo bimino, mutter. Okay? What does achar zmano mean? What does lo bizmano mean? Right? What does lo bizmano mean? After Pesach. What about from chatzot till Pesach begins? That's a machlokas rishonim. Those 6 hours. From chatzot till Pesach begins. What's the story? That's not for now. Right. So now, there's a mixture of it. So if it falls in with other matzah, min bimino is usher. Min shelo bimino, now it's okay. It falls into soup, that's okay. Now we make it. Okay? Now, b'maya skinam. What's the case? Ilema b'no sein tam. If it gives off flavor, Beno Saint Tam, Shalob is mano, Shalob Bimino, Mutter? So one second. After Pesach, it falls into soup, and it imparts the flavor into the soup. Why is that mutter? Why on earth is that mutter? We know it's not mutter. That's never mutter. Right? Says Rashi. Yeah, yeah. Shalom is manos. After Pesach, it was usher on Pesach. It now fell into soup. It says mutter. Don't worry about it. Rav says mutter. So one second. Why is it mutter? Look at Rashi. Bitmiya. Hayav taima. It gives off flavor. So we know that anything that gives off flavor is always usher. Why is it mutter? Rav mitika amar shalom bismano bimino usher. By the way, since Rav said shalom bismano bimino is usher, goli daite Kirby Yehuda svirule. He obviously holds like Kirby Yehuda, the amar who said aflachar pesach usher. Right? Hayav taima. Back to the Gemara. It imparts flavor. Why on earth is a mutter? Ella, it must be bimashahu. It must be talking about a tiny amount. It doesn't impart flavor. It's batel b'shishim. It doesn't impart flavor. Right? Okay? Okay. Now, bismano, chametz bismano. What about chametz on Pesach? On Pesach mamish. Bein bimino, bein shelo bimino usser. Then it doesn't make one bit of a difference. Bimino, lo bimino, it's all usser, right? Rav l'taimei. Rav is consistent. The Rav was Shmuel de Amri Tarvayu. They both say, kol isur shebetorah. Bimino bimashahu. Right? Shelo bimino, bino saint tam. If it's bimino, it's bimashahu. Right? If it, there's no such thing as bitel by bimino. Right? If
one hat to open the ten
hat. What?
Why is one hat to open the other say it's okay?
Bimino bimashahu, shelo bimino bino saint tam. Virav gozar chametz bismano, shelo bimino, atu mino. Rav is gozer and says, I don't care if it's one in a million. I made it zero. Normally we should say it's batel. Rav says, no, I'm treating it as if it's bimino. Just like bimino, there's no bitel. So too, by lo, I'm making a gzera.
Why?
What? Rashi says, why? Shelo bimino. The next Rashi. Nami bismano usser. Da'af al-daf de'isle l'raf kali surin shevator bimino bino shelo bimino bino saint ham. Aye, it's less than 60. Why on earth is it usser? Rav gazar b'chametz bismano ho'il u'bekares hu. Since it's very severe, shelo bimino atumino, we made a gzera. Ta'af al-gaf de'b'chelev v'dam lo gazar shelo bimino atumino, we don't do that by anything else. If tray falls into your challenge and it's more than 60, we let it go. Why don't we go there? Hasam, see if this actually makes sense. Hasam hu de'b'dili minayhu. Because who has chametz? Who has tray food in their house? How do you? Once in a blue moon, avo chametz dulo b'dili minayhu. Chametz you don't get rid of; you're so used to it. Ha'wel va'ochla kol yomos hashana. Huh? It makes a lot of sense. Yeah. What about milk? What about milk into the chant?
No one puts milk.
No, but it's, you have it around. Yeah. And nobody eats it together ever.
Exactly.
Okay, and you're right. Yeah, I agree. I agree with you. You're right. You're right.
And is there a problem anyway?
Who said?
Milk in the chant. There a problem?
Why? Pasim b'chalav.
Is that Darabonim?
It's not Gidibachalidim. No, that's not Darabonim. Only cheese and not milk? I don't know about that.
Chicken.
Oh, chicken. I'm not talking about chicken.
The rice is only Gidibachalidim.
Okay, let's go. Vishalo bismano. Vishalo bismano. If it's not bismano, bimino. If it's not bismano, but it's bimino, aser k'Rabbi Yehuda. It's aser like Rabbi Yehuda. What Rabbi Yehuda? The Rabbi Yehuda we've been talking about all along, that holds a chametz after Pesach is aser. V'shalo bimino, mutter. But it's shalo bimino, right? We said it's mutter.
No, it's
masahu. That's what we said. Just repeating ourselves. The shalom bismano, Because if it's after Pesach, v'shelo b'mino, and it's also the wrong min, atumino kula halo gezeirah. That gezeirah we don't make. That's a very far-fetched gezeirah. After Pesach, to aser a mashu, atu... Right, yeah. Exactly. So far that was pretty, confusing, a lot of things flying around. Not so hard. Shmuel Amar, no. Chametz bizmano, chametz on Pesach, aser, a bimino aser. Shelo bimino mutter. Shelo bimino is mutter. Shelo bizmano, after Pesach. Bein bimino, bein shelo bimino mutter. It's all mutter. Why? Much more makel. Why? Chametz bizmano, bimino aser. Why is chametz bizmano, bimino aser? Why? Shmuel Taimei. Dravish Shmuel Amitarvayo. Kali Surin Shabbatora. Bimino Asur Mashu. If it's Min Bimino, there's no Bittel. Why is that true? That's tomorrow. Shalo Bimino. And if it's Shalo Bimino, Bino St. Tom. Has to give off flavor. So it's a Mashu? Harav made a Gzera. Shmuel says I'm not making that Gzera. Shalo Bimino Atumino? Lo Gazar. I'm not making that Gzera. Shalo Bismano. And what if it's Shlob Bismano? After Pesach. Bein Biminon, Bein Shlob Biminon, Mutar and Krib Shimon. It's all Mutter. Why? Because Rav Shimon said it's Mutter anyway. Right? It's only because of a Knas. And if the Chacham didn't make a Knas, in a Tyrovas, in a mixture. Okay?
Mashu. Right, it has to be Mashu. Right?
See, he held it didn't have to be Mashu.
No?
No, as long as it's Bakal B'Shishim. Yeah. Reb Yochanan Amar, third Shita. Chametz bizmano, bein bimino, bein shelo bimino, aser b'no Saint Tam. Now it's only aser, even min bimino, only aser b'no Saint Tam.
If it's min bimino, there's no such thing as no Saint Tam.
That means it has to be more than 160. Correct, there's no such thing as no Saint Tam. That's what it means, shear. It's a shear. Oh. So if one falls into 50, you have a problem. One falls into 70, it's okay.
The whole idea of the min bimino is because you don't have a way to prove.
Correct. Shalom bizmano. What if it's shalom bizmano? After Pesach. Bein biminon. Bein shalom biminon. Mutter. It's all mutter. Chametz bizmano. Bein bimino. Bein shalom bimino. Bino Saint Tam. Why is that? Rabbi Yochanan Taimei. Rabbi Yochanan is consistent. The Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lakish. The Amri Tarvayu. They both say. Kol Isurin Shevetorah. All Isurin. Bein bimino. Bein shalom bimino. Bino Saint Tam. Okay? Always with no Saint Tam. How do you have min bimino b'no Saint Tam if milk falls into milk? So the answer is it's 1/60. Even though this doesn't make the tam doesn't make any sense. Tastes the same. That's the shear. Shalom bizmano. If it's after Pesach, bein bimino, bein shalom bimino mutarin. It's all mutter. Kirib Shimon. Okay. We have three shitas. Tomorrow we'll review these three shitas and then we'll get into the nitty gritty of all these halachas. All right. So we'll stop now. Everybody have a very good Shabbos. Pick up tomorrow morning. Have a good day.